Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me. Everybody just, we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
Former President Donald Trump speaking on X last night to a group of followers of Elon Musk and talking about his perspective when there was shooting. And that was obviously for him, I'm sure, a very scary moment. And the fact is that they also said, the FBI and Secret Service, that the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, did not fire his weapon, but the agents fired at him. He took off 50 miles later. He was captured in St. Martin County, which is north of West Palm Beach, where this golf course that Donald Trump owns is. And he was on the green on one of the holes there, David, and obviously he's safe, no one else injured. And so this suspect was charged with firearms violations.
Right. Apparently he'd been there, what, for 12 hours is what we're learning now, that he'd been staking out that area.
Yeah, and along this fence line, he could hide in the bushes, basically, so he could not be seen, apparently, by passing motorists, but was along that fence line long enough that, fortunately, Secret Service agent discovered him at that time, but there was no line of sight to the former president either. He never had, you know, he was, I guess, waiting for him to come closer, but he never had line of sight to Donald Trump. So I guess we'll continue to unravel his history, which has provided a lot of videos. He's been a protester of the war in Ukraine. He's visited Ukraine. He's a native of North Carolina, but has been a resident of Hawaii since 2018.
And I believe he and his wife wrote a book, and I believe it was also somehow tied into fighting for Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken.
He had apparently tried to join as a mercenary, but they told him he was too old. Now, some Ukrainian officials said they thought he was, quote, strange, and many of his neighbors and some of his writings, and he seems to be somebody who has had some challenges mentally along the way. And so he had tried to recruit people to go and fight in Ukraine, and they had reported he hadn't been able to recruit anybody. So why now? Why this moment? Why was he there on Sunday? Maybe they will find out,
right?
Since they have an opportunity, you know, to speak with him and get more details. So 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh is in jail. And I don't imagine they'll let him out on bond, right?
I would doubt it.
No, that's probably not going to happen. Meanwhile, we're going to talk with the Liquor Control Board. Yesterday, Tamira Rush reported.
In Pennsylvania, you can now buy canned cocktails such as High Noon and Jack Daniels at grocery stores, beer distributors, and more.
So the expanded rules, they could apply yesterday, and apparently... And Aaron, you talked to the press secretary for the Liquor Control Board. They were swamped by requests to get these expanded licenses, right?
Yes, he used the words as soon as he answered the phone. Thanks for reaching out. It's been an exciting day. lots and lots of applications.
So apparently all these canned alcohol drinks, you know, yeah,
right,
hard iced tea. I mean, there's so many of them out there now. You will be able to purchase them in places that you were not able to purchase them before. And I didn't realize, actually, till yesterday, that happy hours were mandated by the Liquor Control Board in Pennsylvania.
You mean the length of them?
Yeah, I just thought that the bar and restaurant owners just created their own happy hours. But when it comes to alcohol, they are limited by law.
You know, an interesting thing to ask when you have the fellow from the PLCB on today is a lot of these restrictions that they're rescinding now or revising went into place in the 1980s, in part because of concerns about drunk driving crashes and so on.
Correct.
That was the rise of MAD and so on. So what happened to those concerns that prompted those regulations to be put in place in the first place, or the regulations tightened to the extent that they are? Because, you know, I was thinking that back during COVID when it became possible to do takeout glasses of alcohol at bars. What happened to those concerns? I mean,
and also that, remember, the expanded restaurants were able to have sidewalk seating,
right,
too,
right,
in many cases where they were not permitted before, and then to be able to serve alcohol too. So we'll get the details on that, by the way, right after the news at 8. We'll go live with Pennsylvania's Liquor Control Board and get the fine details, because it does affect a lot of people who'd like to imbibe. And big hockey news yesterday. The Pittsburgh Penguins signed a 2-year extension with Captain Sidney Crosby, who by the end of his contract will be 40 years old. And Kyle Dubas, the general manager, released a statement saying, "There are no words to properly describe what Sidney Crosby means to the game of hockey, the city of Pittsburgh, and the Penguins organization. He's the greatest hockey player of his generation, one of the greatest in the history of the game." So the way he works, the way he leads, has led him to a new contract. This is a no-brainer for the organization. $8.7 million. His number's 87. He's at that number for a long time. I'm actually surprised he didn't ask for more, because he certainly could have got it.
Probably.
I mean, but they have, you know, he understands they got to pay a bunch of other players, and for them to be, you know, competitive,
right, right.
He also understands he needs some help.
Right.
So it'll be interesting with the new ownership group out of Boston, the fact that Sidney Crosby is going to remain a Penguin, it looks like, for the rest of his career, which I think is obviously great for the city of Pittsburgh, because think how fortunate we've been to have Mario Lemieux, and you had Jaromir Jagr, then you have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and at one point, you pointed out earlier, David, Sidney Crosby literally right. lived right. in Mario's house. Eventually, he got his own, and I understand it's rather expansive and nice.
I would imagine so.
Tastefully decorated. So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. School threats continue around the region and around the country, as David just mentioned, Springfield, Ohio, but that's related maybe to another story, which we'll get to in a moment. But they just in California have had issues. We've seen an arrest here of a 10-year-old girl accused of making threats. 11-year-old boy has been arrested in another state threatening a mass shooting. And this is in Florida, actually. And so these school threats continue to be a major issue. And we're going to talk to a superintendent in the next hour about what they're doing about it. It's going to be difficult with social media to find ways to stop it. But nonetheless, they have to deal with it. And it has altered security plans for schools. So we'll go to the Blackhawk School District and talk to their superintendent right after the news at 7:30. Monday night, former President Donald Trump addressed the assassination attempt against him the previous day. This during an otherwise cryptocurrency interview with an internet personality at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home down there in Palm Beach, in the West Palm Beach area. It was broadcast on X Spaces, and though the FBI is still investigating a possible motive in the case and the attempt on Trump's life in July in Butler County, Trump said he claimed both suspects were, quote, radical lefts, and said Democratic criticism of him is to blame. He also suggested he survived because God wants him to be president. Trump complimented President Biden for calling him and once again called the party's nomination of Vice President Kamala Harris a coup against Biden. The former president also said he needs more people on his security detail.
You have a radical left force, and we have forces, you know, I say that we have a lot of evil in the world.
He and his running mate, J.D. Vance, doubling down in Springfield, Ohio. With the update, CBS's Nicole Killian.
The town of Springfield is stepping up security as viral, unfounded claims about Haitian immigrants stealing and eating pets continue to circulate, amplified by former President Trump and running mate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
After a pair of elementary schools was evacuated, Governor Mike DeWine came to the city to announce that 36 state troopers would be posted Tuesday so they can stay open.
Look, parents are scared. And when parents are scared, we need to react. And I don't blame them.
Two local colleges moved their classes online, including Wittenberg University, following threats targeting the Haitian community. The city also canceled a major cultural festival at the end of the month as a safety precaution.
If they just backed off their words a little bit, this could help our environment. This would help. We need help, not hate. We need help.
Over the weekend, members of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, were seen marching through the streets, and a branch of the Ku Klux Klan spread leaflets with hateful messages.
Oh, we condemn all violence.
Vance expressed concern this weekend, but doubled down on the false claims.
But it wasn't just a meme.
Create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do.
But do you think a senator should make something up?
Well, I don't know that that's what he meant. I think he wants to use this, I guess, to illustrate a problem that we really do have, and that is a problem along our southern border.
In Springfield's Little Haiti, Roman Pierre is a manager at a Creole restaurant that has been bombarded with calls.
A lot of people call me. They say, you sell cat, you sell dog. I say, no, we don't sell those kind of thing.
He says Trump and Vance should apologize.
Haitians are good people.
Governor DeWine says all of these bomb threats have been hoaxes so far, and he tells me that many of these calls are coming from overseas from a specific country, although he wouldn't go into more detail. Nicole Killian.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
CBS News, Springfield, Ohio.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you being with us. We'll keep you posted on what's happening in and around town. Of course, the top story is still what happened Sunday in West Palm Beach, Florida, and with the details of the suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, who they captured 50 miles from the golf course where former President Donald Trump was playing in the afternoon on Sunday. CBS's Jared Hill.
Ryan Wellesley Routh is now facing two federal firearms charges. Court documents reveal he was camped outside Trump's golf course for nearly 12 hours. Authorities say Routh did not fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. But the incident is raising questions about Trump's security, and today he returns to the campaign trail with a town hall in Michigan. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest developments.
Former President Trump has spoken with the head of the Secret Service as well as President Biden, specifically about the issue of security since this latest apparent attempt on his life, saying that Biden asked if he needs more agents on his detail.
Keep walking!
Police body cam footage shows the arrest of Ryan Wellesley Routh, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach over the weekend.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air.
Last night on X, the former president described the moment when, according to charging documents, a U.S. Secret Service agent saw what looked like a rifle poking from the tree line, then fired shots in that direction.
Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets, and they grabbed me. Everybody just, we got into the carts and we moved along pretty good.
The 58-year-old fled unharmed and was later taken into custody about 50 miles away. Routh, a North Carolina native with a criminal record, appeared in court Monday on two federal gun charges. Investigators said they found a high-caliber rifle with its serial number scratched out, a digital camera, and some food. According to authorities, cell phone records show he may have been near the golf course as far back as 12 hours before the incident.
He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says his agency has beefed up Trump's protection following the July assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. President Biden says the agency needs more help. He condemned political violence Monday before speaking with Trump by phone.
Multiple sources tell CBS News the Biden administration has asked Congress for flexibility to boost what it spends on the Secret Service. Meanwhile, investigators continue digging into the suspect's social media posts and trying to get a warrant for his car and cell phone to try and figure out exactly why this happened.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we'll continue to follow the story. But in the meantime, the campaign goes on. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk to KDK TV political analyst John Delano, and also later on this morning, right after the news at 8, the LCB and the expansion yesterday of the, and they started accepting the requests from all the different locales for an expansion of sales in alcohol, and apparently there is legislation that is being introduced to legalize recreational marijuana. I'm curious, who would run that? Would it be, I know it's the Liquor Control Board, but since they have an infrastructure in place to deal with it, who would run if they have a recreational marijuana law that allows the sales? Who would be responsible to run that? All of the states to our west, to our east, to our north. In Canada, by the way, the entire country has recreational marijuana laws that are, and they've been in place for the last couple of years. So for those that don't know, we do have medical marijuana laws highly regulated by the state. Aaron, I'm curious, have you ever been in a state where recreational marijuana is legal?
I believe it's legal in D.C., correct?
Yes.
So in college, I had a friend, and it's been legal there for so long. And so I obviously didn't live there, but she would share just how normal it was there. You know, oh, yeah, my friend just got a Rice Krispie treat, you know, X, Y. It was just very accessible, very normal there.
I believe we're approaching almost half the states in the country. Now,
right.
There has been talk. What's difficult for this to navigate financially for these states is the fact that under federal law, it's still a class one narcotic.
Right.
And I know they're trying to reduce that somewhat, but they haven't been successful yet. I mean, it still is.
Right.
So that technically, even us, in the media, radio and television, cannot accept advertising for marijuana.
Right. It's so strange just to see it be so like day to day in certain states and really like struggling in many others.
I'm going to ask our Liquor Control Board press secretary of see if who would run the show from the state. That's one of my questions. Like,
yeah.
How would that work? Because we've been accused of being very archaic with the rules for the LCB for a long time, which obviously this story about expansion of liquor sales,
right,
including harder liquors, these canned liquor, whatever you call them.
Seltzer, beer, yeah.
White Claws when I see people drinking.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see. But that is...
It's a good question.
Yeah, back in Harrisburg. And we'll have a follow-up on that, too. We're also going to check on, hey, when are we going to see some rain? We'll go live to AccuWeather next. Morning.
Good morning. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Heather's everywhere. Where is the rain? Where it's close, but doesn't look like we're going to get any today and maybe just a little tomorrow. What's up?
Yeah, this rain, of course, associated with the system that was potential tropical cyclone 8, never quite realized that potential. And now it's inland, pushing inland, and it's going to kind of slowly disintegrate over the eastern part of the Tennessee Valley and the Appalachian Mountains over the next several days. Problem is, it's moving more west than it is north. And so that is keeping, so far, the rain down across Virginia and West Virginia. It looks like kind of northeast of Charleston is about as far as it's gotten so far. There is a chance that we could pick up a little bit of this rain in the coming days. We are looking at a possibility that it gets, I would say, at least as far as the Pennsylvania West Virginia border by the end of the night tonight, and then we can pick up a shower or two during the day tomorrow. Even then, though, the best chance of a shower is south of the city. And I think when push comes to shove, we probably really don't get a lot of rain out of this at all. So still hurting for some rain.
And I think that a lot of people are already looking ahead to the weekend. The Steelers play Sunday at 1 and Pitt plays at 3:30 Saturday. What about the weekend?
Well, Saturday especially is looking like it's going to be a nice day, kind of on the warm side, actually. Looks like a high of 85 on Saturday with partly sunny skies, but definitely dry. Then I think a little sunnier perhaps on Sunday, maybe a mostly sunny day. Highs right around 80, but again, still dry. And I don't think a lot of wind, not excessive heat. So it's warm for both games, but not excessively so. And it does look dry.
All right. Appreciate the update, Heather. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heather, Heather Zambito at AccuWeather headquarters. Heather Zayer, our meteorologist in charge. Yeah, the weekend, are you going to the game, Aaron? You know what? People are going to be fired up.
So fired up. I'm still trying to convince Vinny to go to a Steelers game.
Well, he hasn't taken you yet?
No.
Have you? You've never been?
I have never been.
What?
I know.
What?
So we'll change that this year.
We got to talk to your husband. Come on, man.
Right.
Steelers are undefeated.
Right. This is a good season to attend.
Right now, we're at 62 degrees. Coming up, we're going to check in with KDKA-TV's political analyst, John Delano. Where do we go from here? Keep in mind, October 1st, which is coming quick. That will be the next debate, but that is between Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, J.D. Vance, and Tim Walz. So there are no scheduled debates, and Donald Trump said there won't be in terms of he and Kamala Harris getting together again. He's done with that. Meanwhile, a lot of people will be talking about Steelers. They're undefeated. I know it's only two games, but two games on the road, that's a big deal. So when they come home to face the Chargers, and Aaron, I'm shocked that you've never been to a Steelers game.
You and me both, truly. We're going to take care of it, though.
Would you like to go?
I'd love to go to a Steelers game.
Especially when we know it's going to be sunny, 1 o'clock kickoff.
Yes.
The atmosphere is going to be absolutely insane on Sunday. Just because fans will be pumped up. So the question is becoming, now, Mike Tomlin speaks today at noon, his weekly press conference with the media horde, and everybody's weighing in on the Steelers' new offense.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson has been unable to play because of some calf issue. So Justin Fields has started the last two games. They're 2-0. So on his podcast, Ben Roethlisberger, two-time Super Bowl champ, and I think he'll end up being a Hall of Famer for sure, said this.
He's not turning the ball over. They're 2-0. Big test this week with the, I think the Chargers are coming in town. It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
Oh. So.
There you have it.
I love when Ben says, I think the Chargers are coming. Come on, Ben, you know the Chargers are coming to town. So he's saying, even if Russell Wilson's healthy, you stick with what's working.
Right.
We'll see.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.